This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's DMV is warning drivers about a rise in so-called title theft scams. Investigators say scammers are posing as helpers during the vehicle registration process and illegally taking ownership of cars. They say the scammers often target people without an official ID. Officials urge residents to use official DMV services and never add someone to a vehicle title unless they're a legitimate owner. They also note Colorado IDs are available to residents regardless of immigration status. Some officials in Colorado River Upper Basin states are hopeful they'll get federal money to pay residents to conserve water. Wyoming State Attorney Chris Brown says Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming could get millions of dollars next year.
And we could put something in place that's voluntary that doesn't result in mandatory reductions.
Federal funding for voluntary programs has been on hold in recent years, but Brown says that could change amid larger Colorado River negotiations. Donkeys will race down the center of Cripple Creek this weekend. The historic mining town will host its annual Donkey Derby Days to celebrate the town's history and raise money to help keep their wild herd healthy. The free event will have amateur donkey racing, live music, and a parade. Professional burro racing returns this year after more than 20 years. And a free community festival is back on the Arkansas River for its second year in Pueblo. The event celebrates shared local spaces with outdoor events and competitions on land and water. It runs today, 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. This is CPR News in KRCC.